Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aiutale Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Thanks for joining us again today on His Ability, where we talk about God's ability to do wonderful things in our lives, even under tragic circumstances, such as disabilities. My name is Lynn Suzak, and I'm your host today. Thanks for joining us. Last week, we talked about the power and weakness a little bit, and I touched on that, and I want to expand on that a little bit. I'm going to start with God's Word. In 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10, it says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness, that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" What does this mean? Well, I have been learning, as I've been disabled for 22 years, what God can do with my life that I cannot do myself. And to me, this verse means so much about how to use my weakness to strengthen my spiritual walk with God, and being able to open myself up to what God has for me spiritually, to set aside my physical realm and open up my mind to what the Holy Spirit has for me. The gifts of the Spirit are very powerful in my life, and they're very valuable because of my physical state. I will not say that it is God's perfect will to cast his to cast disabilities on us, or sickness. Disabilities and sickness, even poverty and failure, are listed in Deuteronomy 28 and 29 as curses. These things are not known to be God's good pleasure for our lives. However, for whatever reason they come to us, whether sin or spiritual ignorance of our position in Christ, whether failure to understand or believe, whatever the reason these things come upon us, our weakened state offers more opportunity for God to shine and rise above our circumstances. I think the lesson to be learned is that we must learn how to be weak in ourselves in order to get out of God's way and let him fulfill his purpose, which is full of blessings. Although I'm pursuing and waiting on my healing in my life through learning God's word, waiting, and prayer, I can rejoice in my present weakness because God has certainly done more with my life than I had ever planned. If I ever wrote a book about myself, it would be called "Look What God Hath Wrought." You can find that verse in Numbers 23:23. When I had my accident in 1985, my plans for my life came to a screeching halt. But as I submitted to his plan, I have watched my life blossom. I have 5 children, 2 stepchildren. My oldest daughter has been one of my caregivers for a couple of years while she's making her way through nursing school. It was her idea to go into the medical field, and I'm glad that my disability gave her experience in that field. Because of my experience in as a handicapped person, I've been able to open my own home health care business, which is the best business in Michigan right now. My husband and I also host a teenage small group at our home, which has been a blessing to our church families. I'm writing a book, which I hope will to be published this year. It has nothing to do with my disability, but it addresses a message to Christians and non-Christians regarding the power of true repentance in a whole other area of my life. Also, through my disability, I have been become acquainted with WMUZ and actually with Bob Duco, as I had an opportunity to be interviewed on his show recently. And that interview actually led me to have the confidence to realize that I had a lot more to share and actually open this program. And here I am on the radio. So God has continually opened doors for me, and I rejoice in my present circumstance. I see ministry in my future, and as usual, I'm not sure what God is brewing, but I believe it's big. All I know is that I know the plan God has for me is good, and not evil. He has plans to prosper me and not to harm me, to give me a hope and a future. And that is one of my favorite verses. As for my listeners, I want to say that God has a plan for your life right now where you are today. You might say, what can God do with my life the way that I am now? Let me tell you, God specializes in doing powerful things with lowly and the meek. There are some disabled people who stop living because they don't believe that they are able to do anything. I'm telling you, there is no person in this world too weak, no life too small, no man or woman too old, or no mind too feeble for God to use for his honor and glory. Your will is the only thing in God's way. Ask him to do something with your life today, exactly how you are. Just say yes to God. Are you at the point where you feel useless? Are you feeling unproductive and lost? He's looking for a few good men and women, and even children, to give their life to him. Leave the details to God. He will do the rest. You know, for whatever reason, I'm disabled at this time, even though I expect healing to happen. God has done so much for my character and growth while I've suffered through this part of my life. I remember when I was at such a low point in my life, I was sitting in the kitchen reading my Bible, and life was not looking very good at that time. Things were absolutely falling apart in my life at the seams. I was disabled. My first husband was becoming an alcoholic. My kids were little, and I couldn't do much with them the way that I wanted to. I was asking God at that moment why I was suffering so much and what good this could possibly be doing for his purpose. You know, while we're learning and growing, it's not pleasant, is it? I couldn't understand why life just couldn't be smooth. Whether we suffer from our own fault or without fault, God knows what's happening and walks us through the pain. At that moment, I had a mental image, a vision given to my mind. I saw a little girl with a pretty dress and a big sucker in one hand. She had pretty curls like Shirley Temple, and she had been pampered all her life. She never suffered a cut or a bruise and had been given everything she wanted. Then I saw a soldier. He was standing in his dress blues at attention, with medals and stripes on one sleeve. He had been through boot camp and combat. He looked rough and well-built. I knew that he had gone through unpleasant experiences, but because of that, he was ready for battle. The comparison of the two lives was set before me, and then some questions were brought to my mind. Which of these two would make you more proud? Which of these two would you want to have as your child? Which of these would be best prepared for service? And which one would you trust with your life or the lives of others? I humbly conceded that even though it's unpleasant, it is true where the Bible says these momentary light afflictions are producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. Sort of like the saying, no pain, no gain. My life at that point was not looking very good, but I realized that God was doing much more than I could understand. So that mental image has stayed with me for many years afterwards, and even though I was not understanding what God was doing with my life falling apart, even through divorce and my children having to experience some not really family type situations, that God was there for me, and he was able to work through the non-perfect situation. I had plans for our family to be kind of like Little House in the Prairie, and that wasn't working out. And what I had to do was just trust that God was able to help us rise above these circumstances, and that even though my one part of their lives was going in another direction with somebody not really following God anymore, that my life could be able to direct them in ways that, even though it wasn't perfect, and God had a bigger plan. My kids have really become strong, even through the things that didn't go well for us. I'm thankful for what they've gone through and what they've experienced. They're, I think, less judgmental than maybe they would have grown up being in a good, perfectly family-oriented situation. And now they've all been through some combat themselves, and they've got some stripes on their sleeves, and I'm very proud of all of them. So even though I couldn't control the best, could make things the way that I wanted them to be, God used our unfortunate circumstances to not only improve my character, but that of my children. So I'm thanking God for that today, and I hope that it inspires your life to ask God, what do you have for me right now in the way that I am, no matter how bad it is? Thanks for joining me, and we'll talk to you next week with my daughter.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utile at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.